AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The wildfire threat is even higher in Southern California.
Winds are increasing in the Los Angeles area, and there could be gusts of 70 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new starts could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning off across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations.
You may have firenados.
The LA area wildfires began January 7th, claiming lives and destroying thousands of homes and buildings. Monday night, another wildfire began in Ventura. I'm Julie Walker.
As fires continue to burn across Los Angeles, several utilities have declared their drinking water unsafe until extensive testing can prove otherwise. Before the Senate Armed Services Committee is President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Committee Chair Roger Wicker says if confirmed, Hegseth would take the job at the Pentagon at a time of consequence.
The United States faces the most dangerous security environment since World War II. We're witnessing the explosive growth and reach of China's hard power. We're also observing the emergence of an axis of aggressors.
Hegseth is a former Fox News host and faces allegations of sexual assault, excessive drinking, and derisive views about women in military combat roles. President-elect Trump calls Jack Smith a lame-brain prosecutor. The special counsel who investigated Trump says in his report, their team stood up for the rule of law, and if Trump wasn't elected, he would have been convicted of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Stocks are higher after the opening bell. This is AP News. NATO is launching a new mission to increase surveillance of ships in the Baltic Sea.
After critical undersea cables were damaged or severed last year. At a summit in Helsinki with the leaders of NATO countries located on the Baltic Sea, Secretary General Mark Rutte announced that the effort would be called Baltic Sentry.
It will involve a range of assets, including frigates and maritime patrol aircraft, among others, and will enhance our vigilance in the Baltic.
He also said that a small fleet of naval drones will be deployed to provide enhanced surveillance and deterrence. The meeting follows a string of incidents in the Baltic that have heightened concerns about possible Russian activities in the region. Announcing the new operation, Rutte noted that more than 95% of internet traffic is secured via undersea cables, and that the alliance would not accept attacks on its critical infrastructure. I'm Nayan Kim.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.